It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss next steps for how Wisconsin can prevent and end homelessness. Governor Tony Evers shares his priorities. Call in at any point with a question or add comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Governor Evers, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Let's start with the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. Its leader, Michael Basford, was on our program recently and said, our state is now spending less annually on homelessness prevention than in past decades. What is your position on how Wisconsin is funding prevention initiatives?
Well, we certainly, and I chaired that council for 5 years, and so I know what Michael's talking about. And yes, every single budget we have proposed significant increases in the issue of homelessness, whether it's around affordable housing, direct services, mental health, you name it. And Republican legislators seemed disinterested in that, and we were unable to make it through. But in turn, during the pandemic, we were able to use approximately $125 million of the Rescue Plan Act money that I did not need Republican help to get to utilize, and that went made a difference in people's lives. But we need to have a robust conversation around this. So Republicans just continue to move in a different direction. Although I will say they worked hard in this last budget to put together $500 million, a little more than that, for affordable housing, which is very helpful for those that are suffering from homelessness.
Affordable housing, we're going to get to in a moment. But turning to shelters, in recent weeks, we've talked with service providers in Eau Claire and Green Bay and La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee. Some have raised concerns about shelters being over capacity and having waiting lists. How could state government better support our shelters?
Well, we certainly have enough money left over in our budget that could be used for those services. And so hopefully the specter of that will increase the Republicans' interest in doing something to support the shelters in a better way. But we'll continue to do whatever we can using federal money to help the shelters out. But winter seems to be starting early this year, at least it does in my mind. And that's a time where we need help with the shelters.
Turning to affordable housing, Brad Paul oversees Wisconsin's Poverty Fighting Network, and we spoke to him, said the state is scratching the surface with funding for affordable workforce housing. And the problem, Brad Paul said, is a federal issue. How could the federal government help in this capacity?
Well, they could, but it was almost a surprise, but we had some really good support from the Republicans in the last budget and provided $525 million for affordable housing, which begins to scratch the surface, but it is something that we have to really, double down on. It was a good start. Affordable housing leads to more housing for low-income folks and those that maybe are just coming to our state working in industries in the state of Wisconsin and don't have the money to buy on their own. And affordable housing, especially some of the ones that are going to be used for making apartments in downtowns across small towns in the state of Wisconsin, will be helpful.
How do you think lawmakers could try to incentivize developers to build more affordable units?
It is to incentivize and make the cost for them lower, and also working with the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Agency to lower the costs for doing it. And it's already starting. I mean, the money is beginning to get out the door, and there's all sorts of apartments that have that exist that are empty in downtown small towns, especially in upstairs above different retail outlets that could be used for affordable housing. That those are being worked on right now to bring them up to code, and so there'll be good opportunities for people that are lower income or without income.
So you really see that as a key way to also revitalize main streets, perhaps, and make those more of a central place.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And some of that $500 million will also go towards efforts to, if there is a larger facility that some company went bankrupt, that's been sitting empty, that can be made into affordable housing also. So there's some good ideas out there, Kate, but I'll tell you, we've got a long way to go. I don't want to make it sound like this issue has been resolved, because it hasn't. We're just scratching the surface.
Talking about housing insecurity with Governor Tony Evers, as we look at the issues around homelessness, you can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. We talked, interviewed Todd in Madison, who was experiencing homelessness. Todd shared how one friend with physical disabilities had been unable to access a shelter and had passed away.
He had an electric wheelchair, and he was not allowed in the shelters because he spent his 3 months there. And I found out when I went to the shelter that night that it got really, really cold out, he passed away that night because he was in an electric wheelchair and they would not let him back in the shelter.
Is the state providing adequate support to people with disabilities who are experiencing homelessness?
Well, obviously in that case, no. But the efforts around the local folks that are in charge of this, that dedicate, frankly, their time to provide services for homeless, that those things just shouldn't happen. I mean, we have to... You know, we have to worry about people with physical impairments. We have to worry about people that are homeless, that that struggle with mental illness. All those things is providing those services that are needed to, allow them to live a reasonable life. And there is something that happened there that shouldn't have. But at the end of the day, the more resources we put towards providing those services, towards affordable housing, towards, food insecurity. Those are the things that help. And in addition, we have kids going to schools that we have to make sure that they get the services they need also.
I want to land here.
We need to connect the dots on those things.
I want to land here on minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, has been since 2009. Republicans have previously rejected your proposals to raise the minimum wage. Do you foresee any movement, any change on that stalemate?
Well, not right now. Hopefully we'll have a different percentage of folks inhabiting the Capitol. But no, the Republicans have indicated no interest in this. We'll continue to do that. Hopefully at some point in time, the numbers will be closer to even. And at that time, I think we'll find some more rational thinking around that. But to be honest with you, I don't believe there is a magic number per se. Hopefully we can ratchet up to $15 an hour and further. But we need help from the legislature. It's not something I can do on my own.
Governor Evers, thank you for joining us.
You bet, Kate. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Tony Evers is governor of Wisconsin. We continue this conversation ahead with perspective from the head of the State Department of Children and Families. Call in with a question, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.